very happy to show you a few things on guitar, some of the songs of my latest album, Our Blues. First song's going to be a song called Mama's Boy. I'm going to play it for you, and then I'll sort of break it down for you. So it goes something like this. That's the intro. Now, let me explain what's going on there. We're sitting on a D chord. And what we're doing, starting on the D chord, sliding up again. So there goes. Notice I'm plucking the two strings at the same time, all the time. I'm keeping that bass note, that D note. So you always hear that D going. One more time. And the voicings there are this. So one more time. It's the first part. The second part goes, same voices, then we're going to hit the G. And finish on that A. So let me take you through that second part. So we're starting here. You know the E, but we're doing this. Now we're going to hit the C. Finish on the A. So let me take you through that one more time. Little flourish at the end is this. It's a nice way to sort of resolve getting us back to the D. So, probably the worst part of the song is this. That there is it's a little bit trippy. You know? It's kind of, yeah. But we'd practice it. Of the song, and pretty much the start of the first verse as well. So, hope that helps. I think those are the key elements to that whole song, as a matter of fact. Now, the second song, Can't Let It Go. Okay, now this song is just kind of a straight blues song, and it helps to put a bit of dirt on this song. When I say dirt, I mean a bit of distortion, but it still works fine. If you could just do them straight acoustic stuff. So, we're starting on the normal E chord. That's the root key for this. It actually sounds more than what it is. So all I'm doing, man, is I'm hitting this bass note here, the E, and I'm only using two fingers. Mm-hmm. that's the first part of the song. The next part is... The beauty of this song is just two fingers, and sometimes it's one finger, which is awesome. So we've got two fingers here, one there, one here. Cool. I mean, that's gold, man. From there, we go to... Once again, one finger, people. So we got this at the start. So we're just going up one fret. That's the first part of the song. Second part, we're going to the fourth A. Now you can either use that one, that A, or you can use this A. To be honest, when I play this song, I don't even know what I'm doing. Sometimes I play this one. Sometimes I play that one. I mean, it all works, you know. From the start. Notice the hybrid picking. So that's the A I'm going to use on that one. Or you could use this one. The cool thing about this song, it doesn't matter which one you use, as long as you're in that groove, as long as you're in that pocket, you know what I'm saying? So... to where we started. Now we're going to hit the fifth, the B chord. So I'm doing it like that. Once again, one finger. See that, but I'm just hammering on, pulling off with that finger there on the top string and the B string, on the top E and the B. You're probably gonna have to watch my right hand, what I'm doing and how I'm, because this, it's pretty simple down there, but the real difficulty is in the right hand. And then we're going to go to the D, and a quick change to the E. Putting those three together. Back to the start. So that again, from the fifth. To the A. So B, D, A, back to start. So. Back to start. If you can string these things together seamlessly, you can write a whole bunch of songs, you know, really cool blues songs. So. Pretty much it. And the last song I believe is addiction, which is starts off in C. C is the root chord. Let me play it for you first. The right hand is where it's at on this song. The first chord, let me just break it down for you. So the first thing we're doing is we're hitting the C. And the middle finger, we're taking off the string and putting it back off. Like this. That's all I'm doing. But it's kind of like a percussive thing, and it sets you up for the next chord, which is a G. Let's just go through that. So I'm starting on the A string and finishing on the G. First part of that song. The next part is kind of tricky because we're playing two strings at once throughout the whole progression of what we're doing, of the next part of the song, so, which is, so we're starting on the E and the B string, we're sliding up, and we're going back down. So this is how it goes. Now you're going to have to watch this right hand. Run, I'm finishing up on the D, more importantly the D minor. So from the top, so the next part goes like this. We're hanging out on that D minor note, D minor chord. And this is a really cool thing because all I'm doing is taking off one finger here, right? That's the chord we're playing. That's the first part of it. Then I'm hitting the top string. Slowly. Goes like this, and we're going to the lazy F, you know, the lazy F. Not, we could do it that way, but it sounds better just that one. And it get out of that to resolve that section. We're going this to bring us back home to the C chord. Now let me play it slowly. It's hard. Standard, you know, I mean, it's this hand you got to be kind of working on. But like I say, I mean, it doesn't have to be exact. It's more the groove that you're after. So I hope that helps. You know, and good luck. Thank you.